Okay, well, wait, there's another good place to find the book. It's everywhere, isn't it? Okay, well, welcome to the call, Joe. Good to hear you here.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mary Lou. This is Mary Jane.
Good morning, Mary Jane. My goodness, you're coming in very good and clear this morning. A lot of times I have trouble hearing you. But
oh, okay.
Good to have you here.
This
All right.
is Jan in California.
Hi, Jan. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is anybody, as you're coming in and telling us who and where you are, is anybody giving points? We could do that all at one time. Those of us that are doing it. Okay, Wei has another 10. That's fabulous. I also have a 10.
Anne has a 10.
Awesome. Good job. Okay, anybody else just want to speak up, tell us you're here, where you're from, and if you want to give points, go ahead. Okay, well, I know.
Sorry.
Pardon me? No. Who is this?
This is Dottie from Massachusetts. I haven't done the program yet, and I really don't have a lot of weight to lose. Well, I really don't have any weight to lose because I'm pretty active as far as, and I used to teach diet and nutrition, so I know what to do. But it's a little, my question is, on the program that you're doing, is there no meats at all on it, or, I'm just trying to get bits and pieces of it, and I'm not getting the full picture. I want to order the book, but Shah told me to wait until Focus on Growth has it, because they'll have the a CD on it with it. So.
That's because next week, Dr. Colin Campbell.
The call is on Monday, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be on the call.
Yeah. Now, is it just... what about like yogurt and that kind of, soy milk? And it doesn't sound like you're not any calories at all.
No, we've replaced, those of us that are doing the Advanced Lifestyle Program have just replaced our animal protein with plant-based protein. And we have found that we're finding soy sour creams, soy milk. I made my own rice milk, or not rice milk, but almond milk the other day. So I've got that here now. If I, when I want to make ice cream or when I'm mixing up my Perfect Start drink in the morning. But for the most part, we are getting it some places where if we're at somebody else's house. I mean, I'm certainly not going to be rude. But for right now, while we're on this study thing, we really want to see, I myself want to see how my body is doing, and I've done the 100% commitment to stay, I don't want to have any animal protein at all, and my naturopath is behind me 150%. She just thinks this is absolutely the best thing I've done, and she's going to get the China study. She hadn't even read it, but I went in the other night and stepped on the scale. Her eyes about fell out of her head because I have struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled. And I finally found, the best thing for me, that's for sure. And I had other health issues going on and just was very, very grateful that Char shared the China study with me. And when I first started reading it and... it didn't take me long to make the decision that this is what I was going to do. And, excuse me, my cat came in and she always thinks she has to sit in the middle of my desk. I guess she thinks I'm talking to her. Anyway, and at first I had, a little bit of, what do I want to say? I guess it was kind of a change, a healing crisis, I want to call it. And had I not been reading the book, I probably would have quit. But I was reading the book, and I knew that these were all good changes. Like, I had a headache across my forehead, first one I've had since I've been on Niken, so Niken Technologies. So that those things were going on. But, boy, the further I got into the book, the more I knew I was going to be on this program for the rest of my life. anyway, before we get going, I would
sorry.
Like to, that's okay, Dottie, before we get going, and I certainly will answer questions and everything, but before we get going, I really kind of want to do a statement that says kind of where we are, okay?
Okay.
And what the purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is. Okay, the purpose of our Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And when better health is attained, all areas of our life are going to be impacted. And the people that you're going to hear from today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China study book by Dr. Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan. And the China study is where this book begins, but it was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world, and there were 880 million participants. And attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase, but you are our guest. If you're here for information, great. We ask only that if you find this information helpful and see benefit in anything you learned, please pass the call number on and the time to others. And thank you. We want to thank you for entering your home, office, or car at this time. That kind of sums up what it is that we're doing. So now I certainly want to welcome all of you. And if you do have, a few questions, I'm sure I've got some helpers on here this morning, but we do want to answer them for you. So go ahead, Dottie.
The question that I had was, so you mentioned something about soy milk. So soy milk is allowed.
That's a plant-based. It comes from plants.
It's a plant-based. Okay. Anything with soy in it is okay. I mean, that would be our shakes anyways. What about, yogurt?
I have found soy yogurt, organic soy yogurt, wonderful, wonderful stuff. I have found the change very, very easy myself. I mean, at first I thought I was overwhelmed, but I am doing my best to not have a lot of processed stuff. At first I substituted. I found soy cheese, almond cheese, rice cheese, and I thought, oh, I had to have that because I had been having a lot of cheese prior to that. But the longer that I've been on this, it's funny because I have that occasionally. And last night, my husband and I, for instance, we love tacos. Last night we had tacos, and we used we've had some refried beans, fat free and refried beans on the bottom, and then we had crumbles that look like beef, and I seasoned them like my taco, and then we had all the other good stuff on top of it, and soy sour cream, sliced avocado as opposed to guacamole, delicious. And the other thing is, where I used to sit down and eat a couple of those, I'm stuffed at just one. It's the most satisfying. All my cravings are gone, but 99% of cravings are gone. I'm not going to say that occasionally I don't still. I journal very, very good, so I'm trying to put my finger on why occasionally I will get a little craving. But I found Rice Dream, where I used to eat a bowl of ice cream. If I just took two spoonfuls of it, the craving's gone. So it's been pretty easy for me anyway. Anybody else out there that's on this program have anything to share with Dottie?
Mary Lou, this is Char.
Hi, Char.
I was thinking how cute that was, or fun that was, way of saying what Lynn said yesterday. If it has a face or a mother, we don't go there. And the other part, meaning the animal part, of course, of where it originates from. And the other part is getting back to whole foods. We've heard the term in our business, whole foods related to supplements. Okay, now we're talking about whole foods related to what we eat as far as foods, total foods for our diet. And last night, Marie said to me, she came down with her container of oatmeal, and she goes, see, the container has one thing on it. It says oatmeal. That's it. It's just in a products to put in if it can't be fresh right out of the garden. You know, a bag of dried beans is going to be one step above a can of beans that have been processed, cooked for you, etc., with a few things added to it often. And that word spices can include anything, including MSG. It doesn't have to say MSG, and there's a lot of other products I've found that can have MSG on them. So anyway, my 2 cents worth for the morning.
Thank you.
Scotty, this is Wade. You said you don't have any weight to lose and you're very fit. I'm pretty much the same way, but I have noticed...
Can't understand you, Wade.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, I was overhearing, she said she didn't have any weight to lose and she's pretty much fit. I'm pretty much the same way, but the notice I've noticed was I have a lot of pain because of my motor vehicle accident. And I have noticed for the past 2 weeks, I've taken the joint once, the joint supplement, and I don't do any pain medication, of course. And I notice I can eat so much more, 3 meals in 1, on just total plant-based and not get stuffed like I would with animal-based. So that's the fun of it. I'm bulking up now. I'm working on another extra 5 pounds. So that's where my challenge is. So I don't need to lose, obviously, so... So that's the answer to your question.
Okay. Dottie, good questions. Do you have anybody else have any more? Or Dottie, did you have any more questions? Oh, I hope we didn't lose her. Did we lose her?
Mary Lou, this is Joe.
Hi. No, you didn't lose me.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you didn't lose me. I had another call coming in on my, I thought it was an emergency for my sister, but just somebody died. But that's okay, I'm listening.
Okay, well if you, I appreciate your questions, so that's what we're here for, support.
Okay,
Joe had a question.
Do you find that you do more grazing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I think that's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
My grazing is usually on raw vegetables or my fruit, you know. And I tell you, it doesn't take very much. You know, whereas I used to sit down and I had everything all measured out. Now I don't need to, I'm not measuring it out because everything is so natural. It's kind of fun, Char, when you said that, when you talked about Lynn's call yesterday from that email about if it has a face or a mother. A priest friend of ours called us yesterday, and we were chatting with him, and I don't even know how we got on the subject, but I asked him if he had by chance read the China study. No, he hadn't. What's that about? And I said, well, we're eating differently, and he said, oh. He said, well, what are you doing? And that's what I said. If it has a face for a mother, we're not eating it. And he goes, oh, are you going vegan? Here he is. So he's very interested. Oh, cool! He was just—he just loved hearing about the China study book. So, anyway, it's going to be fun. He doesn't live very far from us. I said, "Well, you'll have to come over for dinner sometime." That was fun.
Can I ask one more question? This is Dottie again. I'm sorry. I've got so many questions for you. I know Char is just so excited about this, and I know I talked to her for a little while, and. And I just couldn't get the concept of what this was all about. What I want to know, what is a typical breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Hey, Dottie, before we answer that, have you gone to the Focus on Growth website and listened to the setup call?
Well, you know, no, I haven't. Is it on there?
It's on there, and it would be, let's see, what date was that, Mary Lou? It's
11.
11?
Yeah, 11th of June.
11th of June,
yeah. That was the first one, actually, that we did, wasn't it? And that gives you kind of a basis. At least part of it will improve on a setup call later, but that was our starting point for our pilot group. And so that would probably help clarify some of it. But that's a really good question on the breakfast anyway, so let somebody else answer that one.
I had something different for breakfast today. I was eating pretty much my same breakfast because I was using toast and nut butter and protein drink and fruit, and it didn't seem to be right. So It sounded okay, but the more I read and the more I experimented, the more I wanted to change it, mostly because of the bread. Even though it's good bread, Ruth suggested that I use rice and vegetables, and so I started doing that, and I felt much more satisfied. And this morning I actually had wheat berries. I found some wheat berries at the grocery store in bulk, and found a book that said soak them first and then cook them for 2.5 hours, which I was able to do. I was home, and they are so good. They're chewy, and they're kind of almost sweet. Without being real sweet, if you know what I mean. They taste really good. So that's what I had this morning, and I had some leftover squash in my freezer that I put in there with them.
Hmm.
That was good.
Now, see, Jan was having a problem, and Ruth doesn't care for anything sweet in the morning. So this is another reason, you know, she shared that, and that was, that's another reason it's so good for us to be on these calls and share different ideas with each other. Now, you know, I love, we have our drink in the morning, usually, and I may have a bowl of oatmeal or I may have a bowl of brown rice, you know, small, maybe a third of a cup, and in the morning with it in place of my piece of toast. But that's very, very satisfying. Oh, and we still have our berries in our drink. I have cut my drink back to one scoop, and I prefer the taste of the Perfect Start Plus. So I've gone back to the blue and, you know, I think it's the blue and white can. But my husband and I both have cut that back to one scoop each. And it's kind of fun because I now will mix it with, I've been mixing it with water all these years, and now I may mix it with some half almond milk and water and throw my berries in there, and it's delicious. So.
Mary Lou, I've got a new one too, and that is, we like this in the summertime, is to take some, I'm just replacing the animal yogurt with the soy yogurt, and I take and put in some rolled grain cereal. It can be rolled oats or it can be a 5-grain. I haven't tried it yet with the cracked grain. I'm going to do that next. And mix it with a little bit of soy yogurt and some Pymag water because it needs more liquid to absorb into the grain. Let it set overnight. In fact, I've had a continuing jar of it sitting in the refrigerator for several days now. And of course, the yogurt stays fine in the refrigerator. And then when I get ready to use it in the morning, or I used it the other day for a lunch, I have a big bowl of cut-up fruit in there that I've done ahead of time, and Denny didn't come in for his, but I had mine. Actually, I had it about 5 o'clock last night, but I do it in the morning the same way. Pull a bowl of fruit out, put some in the bottom of the dish. First of all, I put my, probably about a fourth of a cup of the yogurt and dry cereal that has been absorbed. It would be like what's in Europe, obviously. And stir in a little extra water and a scoop or even a half a scoop of our Perfect Start Plus. And then on top of that, I dump in some fruit, however much I want, and sprinkle some nuts on it because I like them crisp. Not, you know, they could be sprouted if you want to leave them in there longer, but anyway, this is the way I do it. And then I've got the fruit, the yogurt with the grain stirred into it, the rolled grain or oats, and which, of course, is a grain anyway, and then the Perfect Start with the nuts on it. And it makes a really wonderful snack or breakfast at any time. My usual breakfast is a non-coffee latte made with a roasted grain beverage replacement for the coffee flavor, and drinkable hot water, and with one scoop of Perfect Start in it. I foam that in my Magic Bullet because I like it really, really foamy, so that makes my liquid, and then I have a piece of toast, sprouted whole grain toast. I've even used some yeast free. I'm just experimenting with all these things that I find that are really healthier than what I've done in the past. Found some great yeast-free, sprouted, whole grain bread without a bunch of, you know, added junk that you really don't want in there. And put some nut butter on it, and I use a combination of soy and almonds. So, you know, the sky's the limit. I have never been so wide with our food intake as I have been since we started doing this, and I cannot believe Denny's interest in it and how much he's enjoying it. Everybody that comes across our path goes, here, you got to try this. Char just made this, and it's really different. Don't look at it. It looks different, but just taste it. The veggies and the fruits or whatever we've done together. And a lot of times I just do fruit in the morning with that yogurt mix and not have, you know, anything that's very heavy at all. And sometimes it doesn't stay with me as long, so I'll go for something else then for, you know, a mid-morning snack or, you know, however I'm expending my energy. So what you're doing is you're really listening to your body. When we say grazing, it means we're having smaller meals in between. It doesn't mean we've got a bunch of food sitting there that we're just hand-to-mouth, mindlessly stuffing our bodies. So for people that are listening that may be new, we're not doing bad habits. We're doing incredibly good habits by listening to what our body needs.
Absolutely. And I love the idea there of the soy yogurt with the rolled oats, Char. I'm going to give that a try because that's very, very similar to what you were doing with the steel-cut oats before and the chopped apple with the nuts on it. And we loved that. So I'm going to try that since I've got my soy yogurt here in my refrigerator.
Yeah, the difference is everything's raw that you're putting in there. You're not cooking any of it. So it just needs the time to absorb the moisture, and then it makes it digestible. So, and plus you've got the live cultures in the soy yogurt, the same as you did in the animal yogurt. So it's really an easy transition. It's just you've moved some products around a little bit. And the animal product for us went overnight. I mean, we've, you know, accidentally got a little bit stirred into something we'd have at a restaurant or maybe at a potluck, but it's minimal. And I'm not crazy about having it so strict that I have to send something back to the, like lettuce to the kitchen in a salad to have it rinsed of the shreds of Parmesan that may have been scattered on the top of it. You know, that kind of stuff is ridiculous. As far as I'm concerned, that's for me.
We've certainly gotten, you know, eating out, we've certainly, I know, have had a few instances where there have been food, things snuck in there that we didn't have any idea were going to be in there. But it's okay. It's okay. We're not going to be, you know, so paranoid. But we're enjoying cooking at home a lot more. And the one thing that just jumps out at me on the China study book, for those of you that are just starting to read it, and I don't want you jumping around because, I was amazed that I would read this book cover to cover. I've read it once, and we laughed because the very beginning there's a lot of highlighting, and I thought, gee, it's going to take me forever to get through this book. And Char was ahead of me by about 100 pages or something, and I wanted to catch up, so I finally quit highlighting and thought, when I go back the second time, I'll highlight. But page 230, because the biggest, I always go back to this page 230, the first thing people say to me is, well, where are you getting your protein? Well, on page 230, they show the nutrient composition of plant and animal-based foods per 500 calories of energy. There's a lot of new people on the call today, and that's why I'm gonna mention this again to those of you that are on here faithfully. But per 500 calories of energy, and what they've done when we're talking the plant-based foods, it's equal parts of tomatoes, spinach, lima beans, peas, and potatoes. And when we're talking about the animal-based foods, it was on this thing, the parts of beef, pork, chicken, and whole milk. So when we look at the nutrient composition, well, with cholesterol, plant-based foods is zero. Animal-based is 137. Plant-based foods fat is 4. Animal-based was 36. Protein, plant-based is 33, and animal-based is 34. Beta-carotene is 29,919 in plant-based and 17 in animal. So the other thing here is vitamin C, of course, is 293 in plant-based, is 4 in animal-based, folate, 1,168 in plant-based, 16 in animal, vitamin E, 11 in plant-based, and 0.5 in animal. But here, calcium, plant-based foods, 545 in animal-based, 252. And we've been hearing all along that we need to get our calcium from our dairy and blah, 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 and they're adding calcium to orange juice and all, you know. But we can get double the calcium from our plant-based foods. So that was really an eye-opener, and that just jumped out at me, and that's still my very favorite. The other favorite comment or thing that stuck with me was that we could actually reverse heart disease and cancer by limiting our protein, our animal protein, to 5% of our calories or less. And that was huge. And then we, you know, our friend Cy, if you heard the Cy Wagenbach, if you listened to Vance on Saturday morning's call, you know, he talked about, you know, how he reversed that heart disease in 2.5 months by going to plant-based. And all these things were happening around me at about the same time, and I thought, you know, I'm supposed to be paying attention. I am supposed to read this book. So, and if you haven't heard that call, is it on Growing in Wellness yet? Do you know, Char?
No, just on Focus.
Did they do Psy Saturday?
Oh, yes, that one should be. I'm sorry. Yes,
that's
you're
okay.
Right.
That's okay.
I mixed the two calls up here all of a sudden.
Okay, so it's probably on growinginwellness.com, or if it's not, it probably will be soon. But that was absolutely incredible, because we know how many, you know, we look at heart disease is the number one. Now, we really want to, we've all are on this mission, and we're going to improve people's health. So here we've got the best total wellness company there, and with giving absolutely incredible technology. So we've got wellness homes, and now we're just taking the latest information on nutritional, and some of us are doing this pilot study group. And I think I'm sold, and I'm only into it now about 7 weeks. So it's been great.
Also, one of the answers to, you know, what,
thank you, Monty.
One of the answers, some of the answers to what we eat in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or in grazing, is that on Focus on Growth now, they have all the four books. They have China Study, The Perfect Health, The Rave Diet, and The Students Go Vegan Cookbook. And all of the books except The China Study all have recipes in it for breakfast. They have all kinds of ideas that are good. And that's pretty well much what I follow in those recipes that I'm making, just getting started in the program. Well, I shouldn't say just getting started, but when I got started, was those particular recipes, because those people have definitely gone before us, and like Char says, that you can vary your own recipes and do your own. That's one of the things that I found easy for me again to start the program.
Thank
and
you,
don't
Monty.
Miss Monty tomorrow on the line, because he puts a whole lot more order to what is said than I could ever do. I'm all over the board. I need to control my excitement sometimes.
Don't believe that. I get crazy.
We have to have somebody at the end of the week to help us out for the whole. I should say we. I have to have somebody there.
So Monty does bring order to this call, and he'll kind of summarize the highlights of the week, because Char and I do get a little excited and we bounce around. And Monty, thank you for bringing that up, because another thing, a lot of people think that it's going, you know, this is going to be difficult. And those recipes are wonderful. Like, I mean, I just flipped open that Rave Diet book. We had company one night, and I made Char's tortilla soup recipe, actually, and for dinner for our guests. And then I thought, you know, we really need to have a little bit of dessert. And so the
thing, I flipped open one of those books, and here was apple crisp, you know, without all the butter and stuff in it. And so we made the apple crisp, and then we had our own yogurt, you know, frozen yogurt, vanilla frozen yogurt for one little scoop on it, and it was absolutely delicious.
And the website you're using, Mary Lou?
Oh, the website that I'm using is, most of the time, I will just go into allrecipes.com. I think I got that from you, Char. And I will just type in, say I want to have, well, I got this great chili recipe off of there. I just type in vegan chili. Or, you know, I have typed in vegetarian, and I just know enough that I'm not going to eat any of the dairy part that is in there. But if you put in vegan chili, you'll get a whole bunch of different recipes, and I just take the one that's got the most stars and the most number of people that have rated it, because I think, well, this must be pretty popular. So when I tried that chili that time, I mentioned it and sent it out. Monty, I think you've made it for a company, haven't you, Monty, you and your mom?
Yes, Mom had a vegetarian come over for lunch, and we made that, and she actually thought it was delicious. She couldn't figure out, though, why the stuff in the chili had the firmness that it did, but yet still was quite soft and quite palatable. And I said, well, it has to do with the new cookware that I cook it in, which actually keeps the 62% of the nutrition in it, but also it really cooks up good.
Oh, good point, Monty.
It's amazing how things that are cooked like in stews and whatever that are cooked in our cookware are basically even more eye appealing than those that are not, but yet the texture of the particular vegetable or plant, whatever it is that you plant, they're both the same, I know. But
yes.
It's just nice. What she really enjoyed was the fact that we knew, knowing that she was a vegetarian, that she would do that, so we didn't let her know that I was switching my diet too. But she loved it. It was absolutely excellent chili, absolutely excellent. Highly recommend it. As a matter of fact, I opened up my email this morning, and from a wonderful lady by the name of Char Rogers. It's amazing. There is that insanely easy vegetarian chili menu on the email. So,
oh, good.
So it's there.
Okay.
I guess it went out to everybody.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. I forget, Monty, you know, I use only my Kenson cookware, and I shouldn't forget. I'm certainly glad that you mentioned that. That's probably another reason. You know, when we first got the Kenson cookware, my husband, who always said, I can't stand vegetables, we would go to a restaurant, and you'd order dinner, and he'd say, I do not want any vegetables. Bring me an extra roll or extra potatoes. He'd say, don't put the vegetables even on my plate because I don't want them touching my food. That was Larry. Now, Larry is 100% into the new Advanced Lifestyle Program, and I don't think he'll ever turn back. But he had kind of moved into more vegetables after we got the Kenson cookware because the vegetables taste so good and look so good. And you're absolutely right. The chili's got the chili, the soups, they've all still got, you know, wonderful texture, and they're pretty. They still look lovely. So, hey, you guys, here we go again. We're past our time. So if there's any last-minute questions, we will answer them. Otherwise, I think we're getting close to the end of our Nican month. It's an incredible month, so we need to probably get off this call and get to work. Betty got any last-minute questions?
No, Shad, this is Dottie again. You're going to know me for sure. I'm going on that Alaskan cruise with you, and that's going to be a big challenge.
No, it's not. Send in your form ahead of time that says vegetarian or vegan, however you want to put it. There is a place that you can request what you want to have on the menu, because we're concerned that there's so many of us going on there that are wanting this food that they will run out. We couldn't have them run out of food on a cruise for us.
I know. But we're driving cross country. We're going to drive from Mass to Seattle. So
So that's going to be, you know, and if anybody has any ideas of what kind of foods we should maybe, you know, use for snacking and stuff, I would appreciate that.
Okay, I'll help you out with that. And just when you go in, let them know that that's what you're looking for in the restaurant, and they're really great about helping you on it. And a lot of times you can get vegetarian and say, leave out the cheese.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Very, very good. We haven't had a problem in any restaurants. We've always been able to find something.
Okay. And what about snacking in the car? My husband can't eat nuts or soy or any of that stuff.
I do fruit a lot. There's, you know, other things that you can get that are semi-healthy that are packaged, but we'll come up with more ideas. I've got them. I just can't pull them off the top right this second, Toddy.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just throwing things out. I'm sorry.
I think a cruise would be a great place.
It piques my interest because I'm kind of on that idea of cutting back meats and having more fruits and vegetables anyways. I've been doing that kind of thing for a while, and I know the minute I do have too many red meats or, you know, the meats or the cheeses or the ice cream especially, I'm ready to go to sleep 2 seconds after that, and I gain weight just by having ice cream. I mean, but not a lot even. I mean, it's just what it does to my body. It just doesn't want to go. It doesn't want to be there.
This is Mary Lou, and I probably I have to agree with you, and I probably feel that the dairy was probably, you know, I cut my my meat back a lot, but the dairy I still was having quite a bit of, and I was having I was having heartburn practically continually every time I ate, and I could not figure out what it was, and I really believe that it was the dairy. I've gone if I've gotten just a little bit somehow in a restaurant, it doesn't take long and it's coming back on me. So, okay.
One other quick thing, Mary Lou, before we sign off, and that is that, you know, we're having a great opportunity because coming Monday on the call at 7 o'clock when T. Colin Campbell, one of the authors and researchers of the China study. And I really strongly suggest that everybody that has an organization or anybody that has friends or anybody that they really think might need better health or has a heart condition or whatever, they really got to try and get them on that call this coming Monday, because Ruth is going to be interviewing Mr. Campbell.
Yeah, and then
very important.
It's going to be recorded too by Focus on Growth, but it's always, you know, if you can get on it, it'll be a great call. So thank you, Monty, for reminding us about that. I told my naturopath about it, and she was very excited. So, okay, so first of all, I want to thank all of our Study Pilot group for their time and commitment to this program. And second, thanks to all of our guests for your attendance today, and thank you for your great questions. And if you have any more questions or comments, we're going to direct you to the person that invited you to the call, because I'm sure that they have got the answers for you. And, again, have a wonderful day, and please join us again. And remember, Monty will be on here tomorrow, and he'll pull it all together and give you highlights of the week. I think, no, that's not what you're doing, is it, Monty? Or is it? I don't know.
I'll figure it out.
Monty will have it all organized, and you could hear a pin drop, because he does such a great job on the call. So thanks, everybody, and have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
And thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.